breaking news on WTOP.
A driver creates carnage on New Orleans' famed French Quarter early New Year's Day, killing at least 15 people as he rammed a pickup truck into a crowd before being shot to death by police. More than 30 others are hurt as the attack turned festive Bourbon Street into macabre mayhem. The FBI is investigating it as an act of terrorism. Authorities are looking into whether other people may have been involved. The driver was identified as 42-year-old Samsudeen Bahar Jabbar. Explosive devices were found at and near the crime scene. We speak tonight with Robert Sanders, a distinguished lecturer on national security at the University of New Haven. He's a retired U.S. Navy Judge Advocate General's Corps captain. He's also worked as a staff attorney and legislative director in the U.S. Senate and House. He was working at the Pentagon when it was attacked on September 11th. Sanders offers his assessment of this New Orleans attack on New Year's.
The first thing I can assess is that we need to remember in the United States that just because we've recently begun to refocus ourselves on domestic terrorism, international terrorism is still a problem. And the problem consists, in this case and many others, of homegrown radicalization of an individual to a way of life or a jihadist mentality against the United States. What we've been thinking about of late has been those who have been radicalized on the right and have been committing that increased violence that the FBI has talked about over the last couple of years. But in the national security and homeland security paradigm, they only have to win once. We have to win every time.
Well, not to point fingers then, but is this an eye off the ball situation? Was somebody not watching closely?
I don't think it's as much as an eye off the ball scenario as it is a understanding that there are more things at play than just the one. And your resources to defeat these individuals, these problems, these adversaries are finite. How much do you put in which direction at which time? Well, you kind of do that by looking at what are your warnings and indications in the intelligence community. You look to see what's out there and what may be percolating using all of the different sensors that we have from human to SIGINT. Signals intelligence to human intelligence, i.e., you know, persons on the ground, spies, signals intelligence, wiretapping, all of those things are assets, but they're finite. So you can only do so much with what you have. That's one of the reasons why in recent legislation there was an issue about whether or not to increase the number of staffers in certain organizations, FBI, Secret Service, etc. Unfortunately, I think in this incoming administration, there's going to be a pushback on that in some ways. Maybe this, unfortunately, will be something that will spark an end to that pushback.
What can we say about the method of attack? A pickup truck, explosive devices prepared in the truck and elsewhere in New Orleans, trying to maximize death and destruction. Is this an old playbook?
It definitely is an old playbook, but it's a simple playbook. You don't complicate things that have been successful in the past. You do them again, and you may make modifications to them in order to defeat the countermeasures that have been put in place after you did it the first time successfully. We will continue to have individuals who, if they are radicalized to the point that they don't value their own lives versus the mission that they perceive themselves to be on to kill innocents and cause mayhem and chaos and terror, as long as that is a higher priority than their own lives, you're going to have people who can do bad things with simple things. We had just a few years ago an individual in Canada who just attacked people randomly with a sword on the street. He was not going to be able to defeat a police officer with a firearm, but that didn't matter to him. And in this case, it probably didn't matter to this individual, radicalized as he was, whether or not he was going to escape.
National security expert Robert Sanders with the University of New Haven.